The Bush administration is backing away from part of the sweeping corporate reform legislation it signed into law this summer. In today's New York Times, reporter Stephen Labaton writes that the White House is urging Congress to cut proposed funding for the Securities and Exchange Commission by more than 25%. The SEC was supposed to get about two-thirds more money this year, and the money would have helped the agency beef up staff, salaries, and computer systems, and it would also be used to create an accounting oversight board. The White House now says military and security needs are more important and that the SEC will still have enough money to fight corporate abuse. That's a view many at the agency disagree with. Stephen Labaton explains.
In order to set up a new accounting board, in order to hire new staff, in order to begin to really look at the filings more closely that are flooding this agency and that have been largely neglected, the view among the staff people is the figure now being presented, the $568 million figure, is not sufficient. Past chairmen, both Democrat and Republican, have said that this is an agency that really can't function adequately without a billion-dollar budget, which is more than twice of what they've gotten in the last few years. And if you talk to the enforcement staff or the people who look at the filings, they will tell you that they are absolutely stretched to the limits. The enforcement staff alone, which is supposed to police all of Wall Street and finance, is smaller in size than the legal and compliance staff of just Merrill Lynch, just to give you an example of what we're talking about in size.
So what was the original proposal?
Well, it grew over the year as the corporate scandals got worse and worse in Congress, but the administration was really reluctant to enlarge it. And the budget last year was $438 million. Ultimately, in the legislation that was passed in July, which the president signed with great fanfare in the East Room, it had a figure of $776 million. So it would have been about a 77% increase. That was higher than what the White House really wanted even then. I mean, they had been suggesting just a few weeks earlier that they wanted 568, and now they're back to that original figure. That's, they say, as an increase of $130 million, that's enough, and no more is really needed. And they've also politically concluded that this issue is no longer front and center. At least that's what the Democrats maintain, and therefore they can, you know, use this money elsewhere.
So this is a political issue at the moment.
It's been all year. The budget of the Securities and Exchange Commission, though a sort of relatively arcane aspect of the whole federal budget, has long been a political issue for many years. They've sought more money. They've sought to be self-funded, as they say. That is, their chairman in past years have said, just let us use for our money whatever we take in fees. And a number of congressmen have said, well, no, we don't want to do that because then we can't control the agency. This year it became an issue as it became clear that there have been significant regulatory lapses that contributed to the corporate scandals. I mean, Enron's annual reports hadn't been closely looked at in years, for example. And in fact, some, just to show you the magnitude of the problem, Chairman Pitt had said to some people, you know, in a way, you know, the nightmare wasn't that Enron's reports weren't looked at. The nightmare was, what if we had looked at it and we didn't find anything? And that sort of reflected the magnitude of the troubles of this agency.
Well, I suppose the other argument is, well, if these companies had strong boards of directors, you wouldn't be in this mess to begin with.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no question that the problems that occurred over the last year reflect problems in corporate governance in the first place, at the board level, at the management level, but also undoubtedly at the regulatory level. I mean, the ultimate line of defense from averting these problems, discouraging misuse and abuses at places like the Securities and Exchange Commission and at the exchanges. And it's very clear that at least at the Securities and Exchange Commission, this is an agency that's woefully understaffed and that also just doesn't have the ability to keep up. It also is an agency that gets, the staff of this agency gets paid considerably less than other financial regulatory agencies. So the turnover has been enormous. And once people become seasoned as investigators or as lawyers, this is an agency that's seen them just walk out the door to get paid more either at other agencies these are on Wall Street. There's been no incentive. And so this legislation was at least designed to bring their pay up to comparable federal agencies. But it's not clear whether the administration's proposal would enable that to happen. The Democrats say it would not.
Stephen Labaton of The New York Times, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure.